Today on Changing Course, our guest is Millie Gimmel, Dr. Millie Gimmel, professor of modern foreign languages here at the University of Tennessee. She will be leading Semester in Wales, a UT trip to the UK. Semester in Wales. Now, I have to say, this is kind of a classic study abroad program. I know it was maybe the most popular study abroad program at UT for quite a while, and now it's back. Tell me, how did it come back?
Well, I think there were a couple things that happened. This program started over 30 years ago. As you said, long-running, venerable program here at the university. During the economic downturn back in the late 2000s, the program went on a hiatus for a while, and there was interest both on the UT side and on the Welsh side to bring this program back. The Welsh University, University of Swansea, really likes this program. They like having a UT faculty member come over and teach. They like having UT students there. They like the connection with us. So there was interest on both sides. I think a year ago, they put out a call for faculty interested in directing the program, and it took 2 years to get me to do it, I guess. And I applied to do it last December and got accepted to do the program. So here we go. We're going to try to kickstart this back into existence.
And I know the UK has always been a very popular site for UT students studying abroad. And Wales, of course, is part of the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know as much about Wales as, say, it's like your classics like London, Manchester. What can you tell me about Wales and Swansea, where the program is?
Great. Well, I love Wales. And in fact, my motivation for doing this program was I lived in Germany for 3 years and would spend all my summer holidays hiking in Wales. So I have a personal affinity for the area. Wales is on the southwest coast of the British Isle, the main island. It's just north of Cornwall. It is a beautiful rural area. The Welsh are known for coal mining and sheep herding and singing and lots of other things. Swansea is on the southern coast. It's right on the bay. It's a beautiful city, a small city, maybe a little smaller than Knoxville. I'm not really sure about that. But it sits right on the bay. It's 2.5 hours from London by train. And students can surf there, they can hike, they can travel, they can dance, go to clubs, do whatever they want. There's so much to do there. There are more castles in Wales than anywhere else in the United Kingdom. So students who want to go exploring the Welsh countryside can do that very easily.
And I have been to Swansea before, and I visited that campus, and I noticed that the dorms are actually, I mean, you could walk to the beach,
right,
in like 3 minutes or
something.
Yeah,
exactly. In fact, they've just inaugurated, when I was there this spring, they were just opening a new science and technology campus that they claim is the closest university campus to the beach. It is on the beach. I mean, they're doing tidal technology stuff, and you can walk out the door and onto the beach immediately there, onto the bay. The main campus where the students will be staying, yeah, it's maybe a 5-minute walk to the beach.
And what kind of students can go in this program? What are the basic requirements?
This is the most exciting thing about this program. As a Spanish professor, I'm usually targeting just my students who are majors and minors. This program is open to every student in the entire university. So it doesn't matter what your major is. You don't need a language skill. Any student with a minimum GPA, I think it's a 2.75 now, can apply for the program. If you work with your academic advisor, you can take pretty much anything you want. So I have a student from forestry who's going to be going, students from, I've really done a lot of promoting to students in outdoor rec, in kinesiology, because I think it would be a really great fit for those students. What's great about this program is it targets the students who might not study abroad if they don't have a language skill or thought they couldn't do it.
What are the deadlines, and what do they have to do? Where do they have to go?
Right. So the hard and fast deadline is October 3rd, and they just need to start an application. You can do that online at the Programs Abroad website.
That's studyabroad.utk.edu.
So just start an application and be ready to commit to it by October 3rd. There are two info sessions that will be running. One is September 7th at 5 o'clock at the iHouse, and the next is September 22nd at 4 o'clock at the Programs Abroad office on Melrose. So if students need to know more, they can also come talk to me personally. But the big thing is decide by October 3rd that you're going to go, and then at that point you can start working with your academic advisor to choose classes and make your travel plans.
And so all the credits at Swansea University, will transfer back?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another really nice thing about this program. It's a direct enrollment program, which means the students will pay their fees here at UT. So everything, they're paying everything except their plane fare here. So that means all their study, not study abroad, all their financial aid, grants, whatever they happen to have will apply. And then working with their advisor, they'll decide what they're going to take before they leave and agree on what those courses will count coming back, and all those credits will count coming back. So students are guaranteed about 15 credit hours, 14 to 15 credit hours.
Does that include one order of fish and chips?
Probably several. Not that I'm buying, but yeah, it does include a bus pass for the students so that they can travel around, and lots of bread with seaweed in it.
Excellent. So. And I know that there's a ferry there that goes directly to Ireland
yes.
as well. So,
yes.
So will students be able to travel on the weekends or the long
Very
stretches?
Easily. So British classes run a little differently. Students will meet probably once a week for 2 to 3 hours with their professors. They'll have a lot of free time, lots more free time than here. So students will need to learn how to budget their time differently. But there's plenty of time for travel. They get 2 weeks at Easter and then 2 weeks in May. As official breaks from the university, and then once they're done with their exams in mid-June, they can travel after that as well.
For more information, visit the website studyabroadutk.edu and just search Wells or UTK in Wells. Our guest today, again on Changing Course, Dr. Millie Gimmel from Modern Foreign Languages. She's a Spanish professor here at the University of Tennessee. Changing Course is a production of WUOT. I'm Todd Steed. For more information, visit our website, wuot.org.